of Pesachim Kishar Zol Pshitu. So that's it's like 8 lines up. Behold, tonight, Nami, in Boal Lipsa Kishar Zol. Anytime they're making this type of a Mechira arrangement, if they set up Kishar Zol, So any case in personal Paris, is I give the money at the beginning of the year. I'm asked to receive the produce over the year. So instead of me having to deal with storage of large amounts coming in and storing it, the merchant will deliver it throughout the year. And by pay the money up front, that's called Pesach of the Paris. So the law is you can be Pesach Kishar Azol, which means if the price goes down, so I will get a larger amount, and then I would get based on the price at the time of the original payment. So that's permitted. So over here also, they're saying the same thing. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says that even though shli pasuk kamisha pasuk dami, the Gemara hapisuk shu pasuk imam kishar zol, who we say automatically that the arrangement is considered that the pasuk was kishar zol. She, even if he didn't speak it out, she mused on me dami malolu shu pasuk b'shas alva yikabim kishar zol. If the price goes down, he has the right to get the payers based on the lower price, which means a larger quantity. The Gemara says, it's not a problem of ribbis. What's the reason? If something happens to the field, he doesn't have to pay. So it's not a real bona fide loan in that sense. So therefore, it's not called ribbis even when it's his slave. It's the street, it's not mishamet. Because he has no ability to come and ask for the money at any point in time. The arrangement is it's ability that he has to give. He gets those items at the end, which is automatic, and there's no time where he has the ability to be tovei it. Now, then the more said in regards to being chayzer, Sir Papa said that the Baal HaBayis can't be chayzer against the kayan. Well, the Baal HaBayis, he wants to back out of the deal. And Yochel, Shekasva B'Yodoy. The Kayan has the money already. The Moicher doesn't have anything that he needs to be Moshech from him. That he could argue, well, I didn't take it yet. Since we deal with the malva as if he's a kaina, you didn't do mashicha yet, so I'm chayzer from the deal. Samur says if it's nishyayishu, there's nothing to, so you can't be mafresh on that. Because you're not mafresh on the avid. Samur says l'shira the ikun b'shar sheyavshu. Meisiyash Kabar, the payers had been affected, and he was meisiyash. And then it turned out that the car olu bekana, they were there. So therefore, Madotema acted on milsihi. The misha olu bekana, imisiyavshim chazum esakdim. It's not uncommon for them to respond afterwards and regenerate. That they should be totally useless doesn't usually happen, and therefore we'll have a yiyush malia. It's not a valid yiyush because he knows in the back of his mind there's a possibility of recovery. Kamash Malon, that we don't say that, because I said before we said that the person said violated the chazaron kiss. She's made a declaration. I think I mentioned to you the chazanish. Chazanish points out that, you know, the opposite of yiyush is tikva. There's hope. The issue is that I basically reconcile with the fact that it's not coming back. And take with, I hope that it's still get it back. So it's not an either or. It's on a continuum. That, you know, as soon as he loses the item, so he has a strong amount of tikvah and a small amount of yish. And as time progresses or circumstances change, he says his tikvah will decrease and his yish will increase. Till the point where Chazal touched up, that's already enough yish that the halachas of Veda, whatever it is, kick in. But it's not that there's no tikvah at all. Right? He's saying, you know, he reaches, you know, the zero hope will get it back. He knows he might get it back. You know, it's a 2% chance, a 10% chance. You know what? Forget it. It's probably not going to happen. Well, once he says that, he's accepted the fact that it's gone. It's gone. So that's the Chazal said that. That's called violating Chazal and Kiss. When he's come to the practical decision, I'm probably not going to see it. And he says, okay, you know, I'm accepting the fact that I took a loss. Once he's done that, it has been a year. Even though we're not saying that there's no latent hope for recovery still. So that's what they're saying over here. It's not Mishkiach and Ishmi Mitzkalko Lagamri. So there is a possibility of it recovering, etc. So it's not Yish Ma'ayu. Kamash Ulam, he said, Rather Chazar and Kiss. Rather Chazar and Kiss. And that's called Yish. Okay. Zelta Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer. Hamal Moses Akoyan. Vesalevi. So the range that we have in the Mishnah, right. But Bebezdin, as they did at Bebezdin, and Umesu, and then the Kohen or the Levi died. So Ma'afrishalei and Mecheskes Oisa Hashavet. So the same way, had it been something which belonged to them, the din of Yerusha, as much as there's a concept of Makire Kahuna, wherever the situation was. So now, the Yoresh will take over the closest Yoresh from the Shevet, will take over. Okay. So the Malva has a right to collect the Chayv. The Maestris will, he can take the Maestris or the Truma as a payment. So the problem is, and we said before, that only makes sense he could do that because he has a Kenyan in it. The car first has to go to the Shevet and then come back to him. But since there's the concept of Yerusha, so it's as if the schus of the Maestris or the Truma goes to the closest relative. So now, the time of the payment comes, the Chayv, it belongs to that person who then he can then take it back from as payment for the loan. And the same thing, Besani Bebezdin, Umeis, Mafrishalah, Becheskas, and Yisrael.
I mean, that's a little bit odd. You know, with like our Mishnah says Bethesda Shane Kayam.
What?
I mean, our Mishnah says that you're the Shane Kayam.
Correct. Right. So Rabbi Yaakov says, but a case where you did this in Bezdin that enhances their Kenyan. And therefore, Yerusha would be effective, or the concept of Yerusha would be effective. So you don't need Bechesed Shein Kayamim because you can, even if the person was dead. But in case there wasn't a Bez, then you would, the Mishnah is saying you need. I'm not sure what the Tanakhama holds. But the Tanakhama Mishnah holds. Rav Yaakov is coming saying, but if it's in Bez, then the halacha would be different. You don't need Bechesed Shein Kayamim, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, given various reasons, what does this play out differently with different reasons? Like, you know, I don't understand. Why should it really make a difference if you say, you know, you, you know, someone else has been zakka, you know, for the for instance.
So the chayv goes over to his yarshim. That's for sure, right? But the problem is the chayv goes over to the yarshim, but that's not enough for our mishnah.
There's no shiba like on the carpet. I mean, they still have an obligation to pay that back.
Well, the simple case of Havua, there's a shiba aguf, and there's a shiba aguf, and there's a shiba nechasim. So, in milva b'shtar, the yerushim have to pay. Milva alpeh, they have a mitzvah. The mitzvah to pay the chavrus avihim. So either way, the yerushim owe the money. Now, what happened was that Chazal came along over here, but his arrangement was that he's going to pay it back with something which is will belong to that loiv in the future. And we use that as payments. Now, by the time that happens, the lawyer is no longer the owner of it. So can he use it for payments? Right, that's what we're grappling with. Yeah. So the Mishnah says no. It doesn't belong. That person dies beforehand. There's no way that item doesn't belong to the lawyer. So how can it be used for payments for the lawyer's loan? Right. Comes along, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says... So the mission says, okay, but we have a right to assume that they're alive. We're not mukhim the question that they died. Right? But if we knew for sure they died, it wouldn't work. Because the Rabbi Yaakov says, but a case where it's done in Bezdin, so part of the power of the done in the Bezdin is that whatever schus the Leiva had on that item, which would therefore make it that it's his to pay the chayv, that will go to the closest Yerush in the Shevet, will take over that schus the same way he's Yerush the property. He's Yerush that as well, and he's also the one who's mechuyev to pay the loan. So the arrangement will continue. Will transfer to the child Yerush, wherever it is.
That's a reason to say that Kol and Kol are worse. They create their daughter.
Now, the more text is said, Vaiter says, Vesoni bebezdin, umeis. So, Ma'afrish Allah becheskas ani Yisrael. Over there, you can't assume necessarily Yerusha because we don't know necessarily that the Oni is still an Oni. Maybe he's an Usher. But Ani Yisrael, in general, would be agreeable that this should be used to pay back the chayv, because that will allow Ani Yisrael, in general, to be able to get these type of loans based on the matnas aniyim they're going to get. So we assume a nichus on their part to be mochel, their right to the matanas, that it should go back to pay the chayv. Because overall it's beneficial for them. So Morris says that Rabbi Achi Omer Becheses Aniyah Olam. So Morris says, my benai, what's between Aniyah Yisrael and Aniyah Olam? So Morris says, Ikebenayu Aniyah Kusim. So if there are in this city there are no Aniyah Yisrael, but there are Aniyah Kusim. We hold Kusim Gary Amos. So he's mafreshit for the Aniyah Kusim. Let's say there's only Aniyah Kusim in this city. So the name of the other cities basically are Mayayish. They don't expect to get it because by the time they get there, there'll be nothing to get. So the only issue was the name of the city. The only Aniyah Kusim in the city. So the Malva is Mafreshit. It should belong to Aniyah Kusim, and then he keeps it. But if you hold that the Geri Arroyas, so they have no right to it. They're not Aniyah Yisrael. So then he has to be Mafresh. with intent for the Niyam which live elsewhere, and then keep it for himself. So Shaila is like that. That's what Rashi learns. Tosha says, so practically, there's no nafkim. This is an argument whether a Niyah Kusim have a right to get Maisers. Okay?
Right.
It's nothing to do with this din over here. Yeah. Either hold your mouth for a Niyah Kusim and keep it, or for the Niyah Israel elsewhere and keep it. But so Tosha is a little different than Rashi. That this whole cheshbon that he's mafresh and gets to keep it is only for the niyah of that city, sitter, because the niyah of other cities in general are out of the picture. By niyah kusim, can we assume that they are agreeable to this arrangement, if I have a right to be mafresh for them and then keep it for myself? So the Tanakhama says no. If it's an Niyah, I can assume that. If it's an Niyah Kusim, I can't assume that. And Rabbi Achi says even by Niyah Oilam also, even by Niyah Kusim also. Hesher Ha'ani. Ein mafresh alav. So if it was hesher ani, so the malva can't be mafresh for the ani, then keep it for himself, because the ani has no right for it anymore. So now what happens? So the malva has to be mafresh the malva doesn't even give it to ani. So now does the loiva have to pay back? So the loiva gets to keep the money that he had, because the arrangement was that he's going to get paid from the miser only, not from anything else. So he doesn't have to pay. So the Mora says,
Verabonon. Can you price that into the, I guess, you give $100 and you, I mean, the malva is really
taking out of the risk.
You say you're taking that risk. How does that get worked out? You know, particularly if you say you want to encourage these loans, enable these loans.
Well, Morris is going to touch on the question a little bit in the next step. Morris said, I mean, we're saying that the concern or possibility of Misa, while we make it, that's Simistam of the Nichole, and therefore, that's all really to come to the Rabbanon. So, for the concern, or maybe the person died, we're saying we will consider. We didn't ask them, and you know, and maybe there's some people who said that, but because in general it's beneficial for the Niyam, we're going to allow this to go forward. So that's elements of Takana. So we should have the same problem that comes to Shiris. And where it says Misa Shkicha, Shiris Lo Shkicha. Okay. So Amar Papa or Amar Rava, Hanu Damri Inchi. There's a saying which people say that Inchi Hanu Damri Inchi Chavrucha Misa. If somebody tells you that your friend died, Asher, you should put your stamp of approval on the statement. You should believe what he says. It's Asher, Loi Asher. If they tell you became rich, it's false news, fake news. Yeah.
So does this change in situations where there's more economic mobility? I mean, back in their society, I understand that statement, right? But I mean,
that's just a question. I don't know. My guess is the answer is it's still probably Loshkicha. The person who's in a state of an ani that he's allowed to be getting Matasaniyim, etc., that he's in that state, that he should turn around and become an usher, is still a shkicha.
Yeah, I guess how poor, I mean, you know, look at the, you know, previous door in America, right? All those rags to riches stories.
Right, with all the rags to riches stories. So, there's out of the 300 million people in the country, it's still the meat.
Not amongst the Jews.
But compared to the shkichut of Misa, it's a tremendous meat.
Right.
Which is what we're comparing to here.
Right. Well, Misa has 100% of the guarantee, right? The question over here is Misa within the time frame that, of the loan is really the what you have to measure, and the shiris in the time frame of the loan. You know, the arrangement is from that till the end of the year, till the, right. Till the Misa's.
And you is a for Misa.
That's. Right.
Life expectancy is partially determined by economic status.
Right. Good point. See Rashi. Osa Shevet. Shekarav Lohem Osa Shevet. The three lines in the bottom. Shekarav Lohem Osa Shevet Roy LeYorshim. So the closest relative is Roy to be Yorish. V'chol Leviim Zeichem B'Maisrus. All of them have a right to get Maisrus. Shekarav Yaakov Zeis HaMaisrus V'shil HaKarav Lohem B'Leviim. So what we look at is that he's mafresh it, and he keeps it. What's his right to keep it? Because it belongs to the Karev, and the Karev is then using it to pay the loan. So even though we don't necessarily have the arrangements we had before, we're going to allow that in a scenario where you did it at Bebezda.
I'm sorry, what's that last word in Russian?
Bilavia.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Bechesed is in Israel. Hachalak lemember bechesed is Yarshin. That we allow the average relying on the Yarshim because Shem Yarshim or Shirmei, maybe the Yarsh was the brother and the brother was wealthy. So that we don't know. Bechesed Sharaniyim Yafrish. So he's mafresh it for the aniyim in general, and then he keeps it. Now the shayla is, it belongs to the aniyim in general, so why does he write to keep it?
Where does Yorshim come up if we're talking about aniyim? Yorshim is only in the first case if it was
nice. In the case an ani died, he lent money to an ani to pay back with matas aniyim, and then the ani died. So theoretically, we say, okay, so the chayv goes over to the Yarish, and the Yarish has the right to these Maisers, so I'll be mafresh the Maisers for that Yarish, and then I'll keep them. Yeah, but maybe that Yarish is an Usher. So I can't be mafresh the Maiser Ani for that Yarish and then keep it. So we say he's mafresh it for a Neem in general, and then he keeps it. Now, then you have to ask the question. So Bishlomo by the Yarish, by the Leviyot, he takes over the Chayv, and he gets the rights, I mean, Mafresh al-Das, that Yarish, and then I keep it to pay back the Yarish, his Chayv, because he was Yarish the Chayv. But I mean, Mafresh al-Matz and Yisrael, and then they're not much sure to pay back this guy's Chayv. So how can we make if they're meisters to pay back somebody's chayv? The whole with kind of aniyim who anichul who lchani Yisrael should take dasu and hegas be Yisrael. Since it's a beneficial for the aniyim, they're agreeable to do this. Why? Kishim to malbim lehem. Kishim starku when they need a loan, this arrangement will be available. Because if the malb is concerned that if the ani dies, he's not going to get his money back, he might not be willing to lend. So by having this guarantee that there's a protection, even if the ani dies, he'll still get it. There's more malbim available for aniyim. Hilchu kigabi mishar aniyim alav gezlos aniyim hu. So then when he's ma'akev la'atzmoi, which means he's taking from the aniyim, he's not stealing from the aniyim. The aniyim are agreeable to him that he should get it. Aniyakusim, shim ain aniyah Yisrael beir, abiyesh aniyakusim. They're not aniyah Yisrael, but they are aniyakusim. So mafresh l'tzarchom, Yakum la'atzmoi. He's mafrit for the niyakusim, and then he keeps it. Shav hey mezoichim behem. They also have a right to maiseroni. The kusim Gary Emerson, because we hold he that this town holds because Rabbi Achi holds kusim or Gary Emes. Tanakama Gary Aroyus hem. They're not valid gerim. They were only did it because of the fear of the lions. And that wasn't a bona fide geris. Therefore, they have no right to the maiseris. Lo yafrish bishvilam. So he cannot be mafrish maiser oni for the kusim. Ella bishloni Yisrael yafrish b'homakom shem. So he's mafrish for the even though there's no ni Yisrael over here. It belongs to the ni Yisrael, and he's be mafrish al das the ni Yisrael wherever they are. If he becomes an usher, so he has to give the meiser on the away. He can't keep it for himself. And the loiva is zochalav b'mashal biyoder. Haloiva zeh in alchayev gershet lifroya mishaloi shehalvo amanash lo liparav imenu. The arrangement was he doesn't have to pay. So Mora says, well, why didn't we make it the Kana by Yashiris? Which means that can't work. So Chazal stepped in and allowed this based on the assumption that Niyam would be Nichalu. But Hashrik Tani ain't Marfish and Olav. Ain't Marfish and Olav. So Elo Shkicha, Hilgok Loi Choshalo. Since it wasn't common, Chazal did not feel a need to make a Dagana for that purpose. See, they tell you that Chabrcha Meis Asher. Amen. Believe it or not, but hold on to it. Lashon Shriver Kayom. So the Lashon Asher means to give it a stamp of belief of validity. But they tell them Hesher Loi Tasher Loi Ta'amein. Don't believe them. I'm not sure there's any halachic. Not created by this idiom that people say. Okay. So the Mishnah said, if Mesu. So the Mishnah said, sorry, little Mishnah when a Yarshim. If the Yarshim are agreeable to this arrangement, it's good. And we did it in Bezdin.
This is your giving if I die from this building. If I have sick,
right, so that's the din of the din of Rav Lezman Yaakov. It's really the end of the Mishnah. If he did it in Bezdin, it's only through Rishus Man Yarshim, it's automatic. Right. So the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Yarshim Shiyarshu. It has to be Yarshim, which were Yarish. The Gemara says, Umi Ika Yarshim Dol Yarsi. I mean, if they're Yarshim, they're Yarish. If they're not Yarshim, they're not Yarish. What does that mean? Al Rabbi Yechon, it means Shiyarshu Karka, Lo Shiyarshu Ksofim. If they received karka from the nifter, so that the chayiv that the nifter has transfers over to the yarshim. But in a case where they did not receive karka, so they don't have the chayiv. So even if they're agreeable, it doesn't work because. The argument is since they owe the chayv in place of the nifter, and so the arrangement, as long as they're agreeable, or if it's the best, it's automatically agreeable. The malvis mafresh the trumar, the meiser, as payment for the chayv that the yarshim have. If the yarshim are only yarish kesef. So in that situation, they don't have a bona fide shiva doesn't transfer over. So there's the malva has no right to take the maeseris almanas to pay back that chayv because they don't really have a chayv. Okay, let's. If the loiva had no karka, so loiva dies. So you say, well, the loiva owed money to the malva, and the malva wants to be mafresh the meiser to pay back the loiva was a levy. So the levy dies. So now, if the levy owned karka, the karka goes over to his yorshim. So the shibud of the halvor and the loiva goes over on his karka to his yorshim. So the yorshim bets him all the chayv because they have the karka which has a shibud on it. So they owe the money. The malva made an arrangement that don't pay me, I'll take the meiser instead. Okay, good. Makes sense. The Yerushim say, we're agreeable that you should take the Meiser instead of us paying the Chayv from the Karka that we received as Yerushim.
The Karka belongs to the Lovi, not the Malva.
The more we talk about Karka, which belongs to the Lovi. No. The Hafrosh's truma is on the karka of the malva. Okay, the Hafrosh's meiser is but the more thing over here, this halacha, now the loiva dies.
Yes.
So we go. The malva goes to the yerushim. Listen. I lent your morish. I lent your father, your brother, or whatever it is. I lent him money. He owes me money, and I made an arrangement that I'll keep the meiser from my property as payment for that loan. Are you agreeable? They say yes, we're agreeable. So does that work? Well, who then they say? Who cares if they agree? It belongs to Shneur Levi. Why are they? What gives them right to do that? Well, because since they owe the chayv, so they have responsibility on the chayv. They are Yerush the Chayv, and the Malva comes to them and says, I want to take that the Maestris and pay back your Chayv. So yeah, okay, we're agreeable. Let's say they don't really owe the Chayv. So who gave them the right to agree? So what's the law when a Murish dies, when he has the Chayv, what happens? So when a person borrows money, he gets a Shibud Aguf and a Shibud Karkam. Shimon the Chasim, the Iker Shimon the Chasim goes over to the Yarshim through Karka. Metalter not Meshdabdi. So there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim Lifrei Chayv Tzaviyim. That's a mitzvah. It's not a chayv. So they have no right to say because we want to do a mitzvah. We have a right to take away the maizes and everybody else and give it to this person. They have no rights to do that. If it's actual chayv that they owe, because there's a shibud karka, so the mal really has a right to collect their karka for dini mamonis, not just because the mitzvah Lifrei Chayv Tzaviyim. They can say, you know, we're agreeable. You should take the maizes instead. Right. Well, yes and no. And at the right level, yes. You know, bin rabbanan is more complicated, but yeah, but. Right.
And because he can choose, it would seem one might say he can choose those that owe him.
Well, that's true, but the more said, until he gives it belongs to him. So it's not a real payment.
They have to go through the.
So the Mora said before we have to either because of Zakari Ayachirim or Makiri Kahuna or Chazal Meir Zekana Shen Zeichah Kizoichah. So let's assume like Rabbi Yossi. So it means Chazal stepped in over here and said to facilitate these arrangements, we're going to give him as if he got a Kenyan. So we'll do that with the Yerushim as well. But that's only in a case where they were Yerush Karka.
If we were saying that this is a contingent liability, it's not really a chov anyway. So,
well, yes and no. Even though they made arrangement that the sole payment is from the Maiseris, right? That's a Tanai on the Chayiv. Betzim, there's a Chayiv with a quote unquote Mechila, whatever it is, but that Tanai hasn't been fulfilled, so the Chayiv is still there. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Let's see. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Hiniach Molei Machat, Gavim Molei Machat, Molei Kardim, Gavim Molei Kardim. If he leaves over a little bit of Karka, so that's the amount of money he would collect if he collected Karka, so that's the amount of Meiser he can be Mafrish. So basically, the amount of Meiser which he can be Mafrish and then be Ma'akev corresponds to the amount of Karka which is left. So if the chayv is for a larger amount of money than the karka which he left over, he won't collect that amount of meiser, and the rest of the meiser he's going to have to distribute to the VM. That's Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yechon Amar Afilu Hiniach Molei Machat Gavim Molei Kardim. So even though what he left over was a small amount, he can still collect the full amount of the chayv. Okay. The Mor says, "Ukamaisa the Katina Dabaya." And there's a story which parallels this, which we had in Ksuvis, that we say such an argument that you can do such a thing. So, let's hear Rashi. Shir Shakarka, Shalem Mutal Amitzah Lifroya Chavis Avian. Because when they got Karka, they have responsibility to pay back the Chav. Okay. Fine. Mole Machit, Klar Hiniya Karka Muat, a small amount, the size of a needle. Ainza Mafrish Bechesas Yoshim, El Kashir Demea Karka. So he's Mafrish amount of the Chayv which corresponds to the value of the Karka, and then he gets to keep that amount. Mole Kardim, Klar Karka Harbe. So I'm not sure what the idiom is over here, but. And Mole Machit is it's the amount of karka which you would be able to be large enough would be filled up with a needle. But a kardim is not so big either. I mean, it's an axe. A kardim is an axe. You know, saying a needle versus an axe, the needle one sounds like a large amount of karka. But it means a large amount of karka. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. I feel he niach moli machet, gabi moli kardim. Karma kol chayv, which means he can collect the full chayv. So how is that? The Yochel Litrev Balaksev Litrev Kosha Shiftu Mimenu. Because one piece of karka theoretically can be not in this scenario. Reuben lends Shimon money, and then Shimon has one piece of karka, and Shimon sells the karka. So Reuven goes to the loichim and takes back the karka. It's the value of the karka. Fine. So now Reuven has the karka. Now the loichim say to Reuven, we like to buy it off of you. They can do that. Now he says, okay, but I have a chayv for the X amount of money still. So he collects the karka again. So theoretically, the karka can be collected multiple times to pay back the chayv. So the karka represents the full amount of the chayv. Kehi ma'is the ketina d'abaya. So where do you find such an idea? A story like over there. B'mishol yonosi b'ksubis, and the parak mishol yonosi. Dahu dahavi maski bei me'azuzi. He had a chayv of 100 zuz, and he died. Meshavik ketina, shavik hamishim, and he left over a small piece of property which is worth 50 zuz. So asabal chayv, terfu asabal chayv came and took that karka which is worth 50. So he's still owed 50. Now also yasmi yavilei chamshin v'soku. They paid him 50 because they wanted the karka. So Hodor also turf, he went and collected the karak again. Because it's 11:50. They wanted to have the karka which belonged to their father, so they paid him off the money. Because there's no the kesef, there's no shibud. The kesef belongs to the Yershim. He doesn't have a shibud on the kesef. So they're not mechiv to pay money. So they bought it off of him, and then he collected it a second time. Okay. Fine. Again, this is all in this kind of Rabbanah, because they'll set this up to facilitate these loans, etc. We just need to create a form of a way of looking at it, which will allow this to kind of to proceed. So this is good enough for that purpose. Okay.